Whereas everyone else in the room was in jeans and t-shirts, he was dressed, as always, in an immaculate black pinstripe suit and silk tie. Everything about him, from his imposing height and George Clooney looks, to his impeccably polished Oxford brogues, shouted affluence and authority. "What do you do at the Met Office, Dorothy? He asked. "I am an analyst," she said in a reedy, nervous voice. "I work with the forecasters." "I see," Milos pondered, casually stroking the exposed flesh at the top of her arm, as if it were the most natural thing in the world. "That sounds interesting. And what do you do in your spare time?" "I read." Dot was now visibly nervous. The mousy young woman was not used to being hit on by strangers. Her last boyfriend had been Gareth, the forecaster, and they had mutually split over 2 years ago. This mysterious, older man excited her in a way she had never experienced before. It scared her, but she was hooked on it already. "Have you ever been in a Porsche, Dot?" Milos asked suddenly. "No," Dot replied hesitantly. "Then, tonight, you're going to experience something new," Milos said meaningfully as he led her from the room, never even contemplating taking no for an answer. The next hour was fun. Dot's face was a treat as Milos gunned the powerful sports car to over 100 mph on the motorway. She was an open book, and her expression changed quickly from excitement to fear, to anticipation, as the atmosphere in the car grew thick enough to cut with a knife. Milos was careful not to touch her after that initial contact at the party, and he could see her body literally yearning for contact. Finally, he pulled up outside her apartment block and jumped out to open her door and help her up from the low seat. "I'll take you to dinner tomorrow," he told her. "Pick you up at 7? Dot didn't even have a chance to reply, but just stood there blowing in the wind as the Porsche pulled away from the curb. The next day was Saturday, and Milos pulled up at the same spot at exactly 7 o'clock to find her waiting at the curb. It was a cool spring evening, and Dot had chosen a flowery summer dress that went to mid-thigh and covered her bare shoulders with a little yellow cardigan. She looked demure and edible, Milos thought, as his mind raced through all the things he was going to do to her that night. "You look gorgeous, Dot," he greeted her, and that was enough to make the girl blush beetroot red from her hair roots to her cleavage. He leapt out again to open her door like a gentleman and help her inside the low car, enjoying the sight of a young woman that was unaccustomed to sports cars, trying to preserve her dignity as her skirt ran up so high as to briefly show her knickers. He took her to his favourite fish restaurant and silently chuckled at the wide-eyed way she looked at the exclusive eatery. And when Milos was greeted by name before they were whisked off to a secluded booth near the rear of the restaurant, her chin nearly hit the floor. The accomplished seducer played with his prey throughout their meal. First he ordered for her, and then plied her with champagne as he continued to compliment her on her looks, becoming more and more direct as the alcohol did its job. He started with comments about her hair and dress, and then her face and skin. Before long, he was telling her about the delightful perkiness of her breasts and the blowjob potential of her full lips. And Dot sat there and just listened to it all. He had her in his spell. As the main course was cleared, Milos moved on to questions. He soon had her entire sexual history, not that there was much of it. "What do you like to do, Dot?" he asked suddenly. "In bed, I mean." She blushed, and this time it was so fast and intense that he imagined the crimson ran all the way to the tips of her rock-hard nipples.